gentlemen. It's good to be here this morning. The house of God. I love the fellowship meeting. I love the fellowship of the brethren. I think it's a necessary thing today to have fellowship one with another. We believe the same thing, our minds upon the same thing, and we're contending for the same goal in that heaven today. I want to see a great move of God's Spirit. God, we're living it. We say it is a privilege to be here on a graceful morning. I know every preacher has to go through with it. And, you know, I feel like this morning that it would just be a privilege and a honor to sit down and turn the pulpit to our brother superintendent here and let him preach to us. I heard him preach one night, and it's an honor. For about 2 hours without stopping, and that's the longest I've ever cried in my life, was 2 hours there. It thrilled my soul. I enjoyed every bit of it. It's something that a young preacher needed to have. As he took us to the last thing that I remember he said, "Brother, I've taken you just as far as I can take you. We're out somewhere, we're floating around the God of glory." Hallelujah to God. It's going to be a great event. When we get there, we've gone on as far as we go. We live forever and ever with the Lord of hosts. I want to read to you this morning the Word of God found in the 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. You will read this morning the Word of God. Verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 6. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands for Solomon who had made a brazen chapel, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and set it in the midst of the court upon which he stood, and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands to the Lord's heaven, and said, "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven, nor in earth, which keepeth justice and pure mercy unto thy servants, that go before thee with all their heart. Thou wast that shepherd thy servant David, my father, that which thou promised him and spake of thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand, as thou didst this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised, saying, Thou shalt not fail thee a man in my sight, but set upon thy throne, on the throne of Israel. Yet so will thy children take heed to their ways to walk in thy law, as thou hast walked before thee. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified that thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. Turn with thee to chapter 7, and read verse 1 to prayer. Now when Solomon had made the end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Would you join me this morning and stand to your feet and ask God to help us? Congregation and to feel their needs. But you know, we have needs as ministers of the gospel, as well as our people. And I pray that the word will find a place in our hearts to help us today. I thought about as Solomon was building the temple, and some of the things that happened. There's so many messages in the itself. There's no way that this thing begins to start the truth from Solomon building the temple of God. But I believe that it rolled in my soul how that it was in the heart of David to build the Lord a house. And every time they would start to build, the thought would come to their heart and say, well, there is not a house that can be built that is big enough to contain the presence of God. There is not a temple that could ever begin to be placed on earth that could be a place where God could stay, because the heavens and heavens cannot contain Him. This earth cannot actually contain God. So how could we just come down and build God a house? But still, it was in the heart of David to build the Lord's house. And as they went on in his city, God promised him that David wouldn't build it, but that his son would build him a house.
They
come by and they begin to build. And Solomon has built, and now he's going back over, and he's fixing the prayer and dedicates the temple. He's fixing the altar of sacrifices to God over it, and asks God to accept this tabernacle that has been placed for him. Number one, he acknowledges and he says, God, I know that it's not big enough. I know that it's not up to date for you, because nothing can actually be presented for you. But this is what we want to give and present to you this day. Folks, we're nothing in the eyes of God as far as human beings as they are. But for what God has made and created, it's God's blessing, it's God's honor, and it's God's glory that allows them to be saved and born again and have a world back.
Glory to God.
Can live in here, but I do know that Jesus said, my Father and I will come, and we will take up our abode in your life.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad today that God is still on the throne. I'm glad that He's still real today. And what God's spoken, He's going to bring the past. And the devil's of hell cannot stand in the way to prevent it. If God's people will stand in the way,
God, hallelujah.
God that's in the miracle, there can be a lot of them coming today. They can see the house of God grow. They can see a lot of the Bible that will sweep their soul and take pounds and get them and put it where they believe.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
As he is going on, we need to begin to talk. He said, now God has promised that if we would walk with life, in my room, that you would be with us, and there would never be a man that would be caught under the throne of Israel. It was in the heart of God because God found favor with Jerusalem and Zion. He found favor with it, and he loved it, and he wanted to put it in a place of rest like that. Now, see, this coming to our attention this very day. He made the statement that there shall not fail me a man to sit upon the throne. Okay. There shall never be a man that shall fall or fail to take his seat. I want to preach to you this morning on let thy word be verified. Let thy word be verified. If I say as a pastor, I'm just telling you, God, if some of you have not some of the problems we face, it's amazing and it's stirring and makes you pray, makes you seek God, and I guess that's what they're for. But I have to go back to the scripture that there shall not fail thee a man to sit upon the throne of David. I know that a lot of things that are happening. I know that the brother, what's your brother's name, your sister? Look, I saw that dear soul that if I don't know how old he is, but I'm 82. And last night he shouted up in one of my mouth. He was crying and he would holler. I just couldn't see how a man in my age could actually do that. It just had to be the Spirit of God. I look out in my congregations and I see men and young ladies come in that look like hippies and they dress like hippies. I see this generation that's coming across. And I know that I'm not by myself and I'm not fanatic and I'm not those men, but it's in my mind. God, what's going to take the shoes of these men when they die and they're gone? What is going to feel our clothes and our views? If I always been something that's been upon my mind, but I believe believe today that God's not going to let this thing fail.
That's right. Amen.
And anybody that sits on the throne,
glory to God,
is going to be dedicated, so God, God of the Holy Ghost, that speaking of God, no Lord, that the kingdom of God can go. We're building the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We're building this thing, and it's not with this little bitty type of words, but it's in the power of God.
Glory to God, amen.
And so God always going to let a church stand. I've heard and I believe that too. That there's going to come a time when we won't be able to worship, or when they will put out God's tax on our churches, and all of this, and they'll stop closing our doors. But I believe the cause of the gospel's sake that there's going to always be a Pentecostal church, a Pentecostal church of Jesus comes. Because God's got the very final word.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure that if we read in verse 10, Solomon said, God, you performed your word that you spoke. But in verse 17, he comes back and he repeats himself again. And he said, Lord, that thy word be verified. That your life cometh against some obstacles and you have to. And I said, God's word, and I said, God, you performed your word. I go back to the same problem. And I say, God, I'm going to verify your word. God, verify your word. And I know all the time God's going to do it. I know all the time God will not fail us. God will not leave us. And this prayer had to be prayed again.
That's right.
I prayed this prayer this morning. I saw God's word this last week, and we're seeing God's word this week. We saw him walk the altar and find salvation. We saw him deal with the baptism. But still, when we come up against a new group of people that are all still on their way to hell, we still have to call and remind God, let thy word be verified.
Yes, amen.
Let it be strengthened in thy people's hearts today. We need the word of God. It's not with fleshly words of evangelism, but it's in the demonstration of the Spirit of power. And that's the Holy Ghost. Let's verify. That's not an enthusiasm. That's not a pride.
Yes, amen.
There's something that we're going to do at the end of time. The word of God shall stand forever.
Yes, it will.
Heaven and earth shall pass away. Jesus said, my word will stand forever. It will never pass away. So I want you to know that cities of all, men of all, that the word of God is always going to live by us. They can stand upon what God has said, and it will come to pass. It will endure the test. It's been through the fire, and the fire's couldn't run enough. It's been through the water, and the water's couldn't overtake. And so I'm grateful to you today that the church will keep their faith in God, that the fire will burn,
yeah,
the water's going to overtake us, that they'll have to go back while God's word has been verified. And we see the mighty miracles.
That's right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I read in Psalm 68 left. Where the Lord gave the word. Great was the country thing that published the word. Jesus, when he spoke with the Lord. One place, and a place said, what a word he has given. For he speaks with the Lord. Another one we've never heard of a man speak on this life. But when he speaks, there's authority behind him. And I believe that the church still has that authority today.
Yeah.
That when they speak, it cannot stand believing. I saw a preacher one time that got a grip and was scared to death. One of the doctors was sitting in the congregation, and he tried to get his bed to preach him, and he wanted to preach before the bed, and the bed just nearly wanted to preach, you know, because son just getting started. So I rode to the pulpit, ready steps, and the Holy Ghost coming on him. And he went in the quick word of God, and that doctor said, I've never heard anybody speak words like that young man spoke. It was not with any of us, but it was the mighty power of the Holy Ghost that was working through him, and the authority that the believers had. Jesus said, I give you power, and that power is still in operation today. That power is going to verify the word of God. When you lay hands on the sick,
That's right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus said that the Bible said that Jesus cast out the spirit with his word. With his word. That word still holds its power today. That word still stands above all. They wrote books in libraries full. But that holy Bible that sits upon that shelf is still above all books today. Hallelujah. We can take from this book day in and day out, year after year, but get out on our knees and pray, and we can find a new chapter because it is inspired of God, and it's under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. that we've got power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They spoke the word of Moses. They asked for it. And when Moses comes, when they receive the Holy Ghost, we know this is true. For I asked one day, he shouted three times. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon him. And he shouted, he witnesses unto me in Jerusalem as you did. And Samaria, and all towns of. Listen, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is that we can be a true witness for God. That we can witness to God and for God. We need an old fashioned revival of the Holy Ghost. I'm not preaching to you nothing new. I was in North Texas where he got up preached before him one day. And he said, brother, I'm just preaching to you. Old cornbread and milk this morning and then. It's something that's simple, but it's still the truth. And it still holds that pressure. And power is not there for that. God's going to verify the word. But the word is going to be verified when the Holy Ghost is poured out upon the generation. I believe it's in this hour. And there's going to march forward.
That's right, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.
And when he tells us, they went over preaching the word everywhere. Jesus walking with them. Confirming the world. The signs followed. I don't see how you can take verifying and confirming and separate. I believe it has to be one. When the apostles spoke, they preached Jesus in you. Jesus walked right with them in the heat. When they preached Jesus saved, Jesus walked right with them. And Jesus saved. He's always going to take care of his people. He's going to stand right by the spot when he goes through the fire from the heaven. That is going to be looked at. Folks, we're facing something. We might as well admit it, we're facing something. You can be what you want to be. And I thank God for the victory. But I believe today that when we face up and realize that we're facing a lot of things that we've never faced before in our lives, we're fighting a lot of devils that people have fought before, but they're just now beginning to set their head up in the damn time we're living in. I believe we're on the verge. I pray your grandfather and put the battle there to stand. And don't get too emotional. Don't get too happy. Don't get too involved. But from the Holy Ghost baptism, there's nothing but untold involved in the kingdom of God. Get an answer, O church. Get an answer to the gospel. And make your body baptized in the power of the Holy Ghost and the spiritual self of God. That will be the church. That will bring the Holy Ghost to the power of the Lord. I talked to my brother last night. He come down and saw the church. And we're dying. He thought we're having time. I said we have time anyway. God's really blessing us. We had come up down 2 Sundays ago. We had 103 in Sunday school. And this Sunday we had 89 in Sunday school. We had around 100 attending our church. This morning we preached it ourselves. I couldn't hardly stand for it. And folks, I tell you, we've been praying God for you. God saved us. God verified your word. And if you're a hell of a time in it, and if you're going to be faithful to God, God's going to send some people to God. That's going to break the word. And when the word of God is preached, the Holy Ghost is going to fall on that congregation. And God's word is going to be verified in that word of God. He said, my Lord, son, when he goes, how could he feel bound to bound like Jesus? When he went to go and go in the car, and he went out to the wooden car, and he got the whole line of the lane, the guy in the car, and they said they're still there, but hope we still got the room. If we were the ones who go to God, we'd pass that building, and God said it's still enough. It's in my heart to be a volunteer. But God, while it's in my heart, on the other side of them church, it's in the heart of God to deal with the people of the kingdom. And God is building that kingdom today. If my father's house for me in action, if it were not so, I would have closed it. I don't prepare a place for you. That's where I am. There you may be also. Close walk here down here beyond. And preach to me, pray. And pray to me, God. God is already overcome the power of the devil. And he's ran out of the sofa. And found the way. I'll be taken away. I'll throw it out of the kingdom of heaven. We got the greatest
thing that's ever been
given to mankind. That's the gift of God. That's the gift of God.
Glory, glory, glory.
I'll be the presence of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The thing is, they may not preach the word anyway. Then they come back to heaven. Come and say, I won't take it all out. You know they think they're bad. I don't care what they think. I think they're on the path of God's name. But how they thought they purpose the God throughout all over the land. I find several incidents, of course, in the apostles revealed with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, hope this morning that there would be nothing that would thrill me anymore. That after we have preached the Word of God, and this little preacher steps out of the way, and the congregation steps out of the way, and then the glory of the Lord falls from him. The fire of God is purifying the Word. But I want you to know that the sacrifice that was on the altar, that the Father came down and accepted it. There's one true token today of God accepting us after we're through and washed up and finished. And that's when the Holy Ghost Father comes down from heaven and consumes this old flesh. And we feel the fire of God burning in our souls. But we just begin the fire. We just begin to live. My name and yours from today, it's all going to be a continuation of the divine blessings of God. But we must see the Word verified in the day that we're living in. Hallelujah. That's a thought, Paul, God.
Yeah.
I have a thought, Paul, because it'll confirm God's will.
Yes.
It'll confirm God's will. Would you stand with me this morning?